I guess there's no time like present. Let's get this on up. I tried to find a joke just to stay in tradition, and everything I found was either offensive or political, or so I'll skip that this time. Most of you know I usually carry a coffee cup around with me. I don't have my coffee this afternoon, so if I'm a little slow on the uptake, that's why. So, anyway.
That's okay.
Okay, so meeting minutes are at tab 2. If everybody's had a chance to take a look at those from the last meeting back in February, can I get a motion to approve those?
If it pleases the chair, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Rod.
It would motion really please us.
Second by Bruce. All in favor, aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. My first action as president went well. Okay. Tab 3 is your financials. Any questions or anything on the financials? Anybody have a chance to dig into them? Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve the financial statements. Financial report.
Kyle
in the back. Second.
And Carrie.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Passes unanimously. Okay, now I get to turn it over to Paul for committee reports for the rating committee. Come on, Paul. I did such a great job.
Oh, there you are.
Come on up.
We'd like to turn the time over to you, Richard.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first thing I'd like to do, this is a chart that was developed on a spreadsheet, I guess, really, from the actuary on the experience. The experience mods. So we're going to spend just a little bit of time here, just a little bit about the dates and how they're developed. But before I do that, let me just.
I think we're all here.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
So let me first of all give you the good news. So the good news is that the rates for the whole pool as a whole are going down 2.5%. So that's the good news, and so now we're going to dive into it just a little bit to help everybody get just a kind of a little refresher about how the rates are developed. First of all, as you'll recall, Paul does such a great job of collecting that payroll information, making sure all of that's correct, because that's the primary factor that drives the rates. The second thing that drives those rates is the classification of your payroll, of where it's at, whether it's in clerical or whether it's in transportation. And so that's the second big factor that drives the rates. And then the third thing is the experience mod. And so from this spreadsheet here, you can kind of see a little bit of a trend that's happening there as a pool. And so I'm looking not at those colored sheets over there, they're colored columns, but you can see down at the bottom there, kind of in the middle of how our experience mod was up, then it went down for a couple of years, and now we're kind of on a trend back up a little bit. And so we want to be very, very careful, I think, as we move forward in establishing our rates, and particularly the capping that we put on, because we're seeing that trend uptick just a little bit there. No explanation of why, it's just kind of one of those things that happens in the insurance industry, is that it's up and it goes down and then it goes back up, and so it's very cyclical. And so we happen to kind of be right now on a trend up a little bit. Now, it's not anything that's really alarming. It's just something you have to kind of keep in the back of your mind and go, okay, you know, things are good, but, you know, we want to keep them good. And so we don't want to overreact either way, whether they're going down or up. We just want to be careful and just be cautious moving forward as we have always done. And so that's just kind of a message. You know, we want to just keep doing the same thing we've done because it has worked, it's been successful, and it's been able to be predictable of where we're going because of where we have been. Okay, so with that, the thing that I'd like to do is I want to pass out to you, and Stephanie, if you would help me with that, that would be really nice. Okay, as in the past, the thing that we've done is that we have looked at this unpacked rate, first of all. And so let me just explain that while Stephanie's passing that out. And again, this is just a refresher. I know most of you are aware of that, but some of the new folks may not. So this sheet right here says if we just took your payroll and then we took your experience and then we applied that, we give the classifications in there. So payroll, the classifications, and your experience. If we did that, then we would come out with what's called an uncapped rate. That is just a pure premium rate based on every single district. And there's no capping that's applied to it. It's exactly what your premium would be if we said, okay, it's based on your losses and your experience, this is what your premium would be. And I tell you, the actuaries would very much like to see us get to this point and that we would eliminate the capping. But the pool has made a decision quite a long time ago and said, you know, the philosophy that we have here is that we're trying to keep things smooth, if you will, our increases, so they're not up and down. We try to keep them as smooth. And then the thing that we want to make sure is that we don't have somebody paying a whole bunch this year and then their premiums drop next year because there should be some benefit of belonging to a pool. So the reason we don't use this is for those two factors there. Try to smooth that out and keep things steady so we don't see these big ups and downs and make it difficult in being able to project the rates from year to year. So anyhow, that's what it would be if we were at the uncapped rate. Okay, yep, if you'll pass that out now, Stephanie. Okay, so for last year, the thing we did is we went to a minus 10, 0 on the capping. If you'll recall that was what we did, and we tried to stay with whatever parameters we selected that we wanted to stay with that for about 3 years or something. In that magnitude. And Darren Johansson has done a lot of work in analyzing how these premiums have kind of gone up and down. And so, Darren, do you want to add something to that now of what the effect has been of that capping that we have done over those years?
I'm not sure what. I just know that as it stands now, the rate per dollar of payroll there is quite a bit of variation. I guess my main question is next year's premium pretty much, is it based on this year's premiums plus whatever change, kind of like our health and accident insurance?
Yeah, there is some effect of that. And the effect is, it does what we want it to, is to kind of smooth that out so that we don't go up and down too much like this, so that there is some smoothing of that. And so, and that's the drawbacks of the capping, is that it does have some effect on it. It takes a few years for that to really come into place, depending on how much we cap it, the up and down side of it. And so, there is some downsides, as Darren has done some analysis of that, that you can see that it does have some effect from year to year, and that's kind of what that intent was. So, if we wanted to
go back to the uncapped.
While you're on that uncapped, it's kind of interesting. We all know that UF School District had a horrible bus accident, and the driver, anyway, he would have to come up with an additional $87,000 this year if we weren't smooth and all kind of kicked in, or 87%. That increase. So that's a pretty hard increase for anybody to come up with.
And anybody can have that kind of imagine.
Yeah.
When you need a district that size, you know, anybody can have one, so I think you have a big impact.
But when Darren and I were talking this morning, he made a good point. So say every year I'm at, say it's 0.5 or 0.15, but I'm always getting hit with 15, and I'm small. Before long, I'm so far out of whack that there's never really is a chance to kind of gather everything back together and be more, I guess, in line with what you should be in a district of a certain size and certain payroll. If you continue to have big issues every year.
And that's where the capping, it does have some effect over time, but pretty soon, you know, that kind of corrects itself there.
Yes. Well, I think by having the bounds and having the cap, there's a two sides of it. The one is if you're uncapped, then what's the advantage of the pool,
yes.
Right? Basically, you're going to pay what your utilization is, and you know, that is very dangerous for all of us because we have one bad accident or one bad problem, and all of a sudden, here's your budget shot. And so that's why we're in a pool, and so we kind of have a cap. We kind of narrowed the range so that it's usually been about 10%. So that if you are back for the year, okay, if that's happening, then there's a problem that you need to be addressing with your district, and you're really kind of ought to be paying more over time. But it's not going to nail you just because you had one bad year and affect your rates for forever. Okay, it's really a hurts you, and if you turn around and you're doing good for the next couple of years, you're back down where you were. And so it kind of auto-corrects itself over time. It takes you a lot longer to go up, and you have to have a lot of bad years to do that. Or a lot longer to come down, and you have to have a lot of years to do that as well. But it really does make the budget year to year more accurately. And if you're long-term doing really well and you're working hard to keep your claims down, and you are going to get rewarded overall in the long run.
And that's a very good summation of that. Just an example of that is Wasatch School District. And they had a number of years where their claims were going up, and they had some pretty bad experience there. And now you can see all of a sudden, boy, they are going like this way down.
I'm about 100,000 more than Park City, and I'm about double what Murray is.
Yeah. And so if you look at your experience on the left side, your premium going down for past, then it's been going up. And now that's starting down, and that'll probably go on that trend now, that will continue down.
What's the actuary reasoning for allowing us to show the impact, other than it's easier for them to take their actuary lessons? Is there any reason? Yeah, I'm assuming they just want it because it's easier for them to determine.
You know, the thing that they feel like is that, and Civic Risk Management pays the same way, they like the uncapped because then they feel like, hey, you know, everybody's paying, you know, what their fair share is, so that somebody doesn't feel like, hey, well, you know, I'm paying this much more than, you know, what somebody else is. And so they feel like then it does it rewards those that are doing a lot and those that are not doing anything, and then they pay whatever the premium should. So it's more bringing things back to saying, okay, you're gonna pay your own way here, or get your own credit. And so I think, you know, if we had that discussion, you know, now we're probably not to be that what this grant described, the value and benefit of the thing. Yeah?
I find it interesting because I feel like we're doing more than we've ever done to our schools. And we have one accident with no fault whatsoever to us. yesterday, the guy swerves his trailer in front of our bus. There's no way to avoid it. Bam, you're hit with the claim. So yes, there's some things that you can do to mitigate the claims, but you can't fully.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about being capped is that when you do have all these hoops, it doesn't just kill you.
So, I guess I read Darren's email pretty carefully and looked at the spreadsheet. Just so everybody knows, Darren did a spreadsheet that showed the premium to payroll and how different it was district to district. And yet we all have very like and very similar exposure in workers' comp. And I guess the topic of conversation would be, is there ever a point we could reset the clock and just say, okay, things are kind of, because of we've had different caps on there, we haven't been uncapped, we've had different caps, but we're kind of really discombobulated in premiums to payroll. In some of the situations, carbon, for example, quite high. I mean, the loss had to still real high. But at some point, you need to kind of reset the clock and say, okay, this is the payroll I've got. This is what a premium I really should be paying. And then start over again on maybe a 10-year cycle. And I think, Darren, is that kind of the conversation you wanted to start?
Once you build up to that kind of premium, it's real hard to get down on it. And as a result, we've got some of the premium for payroll is about double what another facility's
doing. And part of that, of course, is based upon the classification of that as well. And even though we're a lot similar, then there's some that have a little bit more payroll that's in transportation and other categories. And so that has some effect for now as well. And so the thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to, Jimmy, will you pass out those actuary reports? I've got a copy for each one of you of the complete actuary report. So you can go through it. You can take a look at that. Or you can throw it away. But anyhow, there's lots and lots of numbers. So it would be helpful for you to have a copy of the complete actuary report. The other thing that I would suggest maybe that we would do is that we would have the actuary come to one of our future meetings and be able to go through all of those numbers, and if there's some other ideas that we want them to explore, that we could do that. I guess the thing that I'd like to take a look at here is looking at those rates. So if you look at the rate, that's the one thing that you got to focus on, is what's happening with your rate. And under the green scenario there, then you can see that there's nobody's getting any rate increase, all zero, or it's somewhere between zero and a minus 10 is on the rates. And that fluctuates again. Then those that are actually seeing your contribution and your premium going up, that's based upon your payroll, because your payroll is going up. And so then your contribution over in that last column is going up. So if you take a look at your rate there, I think that, I guess, validates everything that the pool is doing and how that it has worked, is that we're seeing that there isn't any kind of a rate increase. They're actually going down 2.5%. So, these are kind of coming.
So, if you know your experience on us, you probably never get to a uniform rate for this paper.
No,
it's not a certain rate. You're looking at 5%.
I'm
going to
be president
and have
its benefits.
And you will, because when you apply, it's like to say that experience.
Well, yeah, because he took Patty Murphy's spot.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. It'll be all right.
So are you looking for a motion to approve the rate?
I would call the reason why I think we are going to approve that. What we're seeing is no rate increases. We're seeing somewhere between 0 and -10. This say we ought to go ahead and approve that. And then we'd like the idea of having the actuary come to one of our future meetings and then talk about any kind of scenario. The spreadsheets that Darren's are already sent to the actuary and ask them to take a look at that. And so I would suggest, you know, we have to have a bingo to play. Yeah, things will be down in the office. But we can get a reply, but I think maybe even more than a reply, maybe we ought to have you talk to all of the future teams and let us talk about some different ideas. So I would say, let's go ahead and approve that at the minus 10-0. I think that's great news. Let's get those we've got the rates put in for this year, and then we can begin looking at if there's some other option.
Can I ask a stupid question? So you have, isn't there, don't we get anything back from the trailer, or is that just because it's across the year? Don't we get anything back from the driver and the trailer?
There are limits for
Sherry can probably answer that question for you, along with Sherry.
There is unfortunately a limits issue on the policy. We only had state minimums, which is 25 each per person, $65 per person. So the most that we would get back is 25, and we know that there are unfortunate share lines in terms of fees and costs. So we essentially paid it back.
So they were pulling the trailer and they only have the minimums.
Yep.
That's the bad news. And then there would be a whole bunch of people lined up for the lien on that, probably.
Well, I think you have students in here that I don't remember how many. So that comes out of the 65. We can get a full 25, but it'll be less our proportionate share of the attorney's fees. They weirdly take the first bite over the apple.
Weirdly.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But we're going to be subjugated to the maximum.
Okay. So what did you say? Trust the company didn't come back? Yeah, they have stated that it's 25 per person, 65 per person. So the most we can get back on this one plate is 25,000. And we're getting plus a third of the attorney's fees. So really the most we can get back is so about 8,000 something. 2,000 a little change. Depends on what their costs are. And that's only if, we want to share a little bit with him and he's injured and he got the attorney and pursued it. So we're not going to get a comeback for what we get out.
And I think we got that reserved for 125.
Yeah,
over 100,000.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. I was going to try that.
Yeah, it's kind of so. Yeah. Okay, I think then, Paul, we're probably, the motion is in order then.
Okay.
So do you want a motion or are you just...
No, I think we need a motion.
Yeah, can we get a motion?
So I'd make a motion to propose and accept the cap at minus 10-0 for the workers' compensation next year.
Okay, can we get a second? Second by Dirk. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously.
Okay. Okay. I think we're probably on the next item.
Okay. Okay, so Sherry, I think you're up with some bill review proposals.
All right. So we've been using Advantage, the City of Orange Compensation Fund, to do our bill review. We can cut to fee schedule in Utah or the hospitals if they're part of the PPO network to use a contracted rate. Advantage is no longer going to be bill review for outside companies. They're going to do in-house bill review, so we have to we sent out four requests for a bid, so we got three back. Equian, we just kind of knocked out right off the bat. We don't have a local office. And then mail the bills and have them mail them back, which is too time consuming and expensive over time. So it came down to a company called Injury Care of Nevada, or ICON, in Corvell. Corvell's per line rate is cheaper, and they have a two line minimum. ICON was more and has a three line minimum. We looked at our bills. probably 40% of our bills are less than three lines, one or two lines. Icon charges a little bit less of their PPO savings than CorVel does, but CorVel's PPO network is more expensive than Icon. So it was kind of I was tough. Richard asked me today what I was going to recommend, and I was like, I don't know, so the half an hour drive on the way down there? I was thinking about it on the way down. We actually have had CorVel in the past do our bill review. They did it for a number of years until about 2 years ago. And I think we're going to go back to CorVel. Most of ours are the line charge, not PPO savings. So that's going to be our recommendation, is that we change back to CorVel effective July 1. Any questions? Bill review is super exciting.
We'll need a motion.
Okay. Can I get a motion on the bill proposal? Kent, right? And seconded by Rodney. Okay. Next agenda item is the FY19.
Did we take a vote on that?
Oh, sorry. Did we take a vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Thanks for keeping me in line.
Well, you're just
I'm lacking my coffee this afternoon.
Yeah, you're just doing a great job.
Okay, FY19 budget's our next agenda item.
You probably don't need that.
Yeah, I might be worse off.
As far as the budget is concerned, the thing that we typically do there is that we bring that budget to you at our July meeting for approval then. And so the thing that I will do now that we've approved the rates, I will plug that into the budget, and then I'll email a copy of that out to everybody so that you'll have a chance to see that prior to our meeting in July. And, of course, it'll be included in the agenda then as well. But we'll get a copy out to you. You'll have it for a couple of months before we actually meet in July. So, anyhow, so I think that's all the
Sure.
Can I make a recommendation or a proposal? Is that when we come up with the meeting dates and stuff like that, calendar invite is sent out to everybody. So that way, if there's a meeting change or something like that, everybody's on regularly updated. And that way, it's scheduled out possibly a year in advance. We have, but I don't know when all the meetings are going to be. So just be a proposal by everybody. So that way.
Yeah, but I've got the emails to worry about.
We're quite sure that Eric gets at least an invite there. Okay.
Well, we used to typically do it like every third Friday or something, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of been changed lately.
We've moved it around a little bit, but maybe.
Maybe we can get back on at least a schedule, and then occasionally we'd have to change it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we could do that in July. Okay. That might be a good July item.
Okay.
Just to set that annual calendar then.
Set them all.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to do.
Okay. So with that, the next agenda item is our next meeting, which is July, correct?
Yep, that is July 18th.
18th.
Is our next meeting, and we will be at the Hilton DoubleTree, the Old Yarrow. I keep calling it the Old Yarrow there in Park City. So that will be, so we'll have on the 17th, we'll have the healthcare conference, and then on Wednesday, then would be the workers' comp meeting. So that will be our next meeting.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else have any other business that they want to discuss? If not, I will take a motion to adjourn. Okay, Bruce, and a second. Thank you, Robert. Bruce and Robert, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed on that one? No one? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank